And it's good morning again to John Murray.
Good morning to you, Audrey. We begin with good swimming news. Shane Ryan claimed a bronze medal for Ireland on the final day of the European Short Course Championships in Glasgow last evening. Ryan clocked a time of 23.12 seconds in the men's 50 metres backstroke final, which was won by Kliment Kolesnikov from Russia. In athletics, Fionnuala McCormack missed out on a medal by just 2 seconds in the women's race at the European Cross Country Championships in Lisbon. McCormack came fourth behind winner Yasmin Chan of Turkey, but Ireland did take the team silver medal behind Britain. There were 3 other medals for Ireland at the championships, with Stephanie Cotter picking up bronze in the women's under 23 event as the team won silver, and Ephraim Gidey won bronze in the men's under 20 race. In Gaelic games, Ballyboden St Enda's are AIB Leinster Club football champions for the second time. They came from behind to beat Carlow champions Éire Óg by 8-6 in Port Laois. Ballyboden manager Anthony Rainbow:
an incredible occasion, not only for me and not only for my family, but Ballyboden as well. It's been an incredible year for the club and the players, and the effort that they've put in, not only this year but over the last 2 years, has been nothing but on a professional basis.
What was very evident, particularly in the closing stages, you underlined that resilience and character to eke out the victory against a great Éire Óg side.
You look at that Éire Óg side. We put an awful lot of prep going into that game. We knew we were going to come up against formidable side. Like the heart that they have and the history that they have in the club from the 90s, they brought that today. They really did, and should hold their heads up, really proud of themselves in terms of the effort that they put in this year and today's game as well. But in terms of the conditions out there, yes, it really was a war of attrition. It was all down to the luck of the breaking ball and what way it went, whether it went to Éire Óg or whether it went to Ballyboden. And lucky enough, we got those breaks at the end. We got those 2 points to put us in front. And lucky enough, we came out on top.
In Auburn Cup football, Louth overcame Meath by 9-10 in Group 3 at Pádraig Tailteann. To rugby now, and Connacht's hopes of making the knockout stages of the European Champions Cup suffered a major blow with the 26-17 to Gloucester at King's Home lunchtime yesterday. Connacht coach Andy Friend:
yeah, I didn't feel like we were inferior at all out there today. I just thought it was a really good contest. But we invited them and gave them a reason to believe, and we've got to be better at stopping those opportunities for opposition.
And then the interception, but of course the yellow card then was another crucial turning point.
Yeah, and then it's hard enough 15-15, isn't it? 15-14 becomes really tricky, and from my recollection they get 14 points there, and now you're in big trouble.
Leicester City closed to within 8 points of leaders Liverpool thanks to a 4-1 victory at Aston Villa. Jamie Vardy scored twice for Leicester. That's 8 games on the trot he has scored in as he chases his own Premier League record. It's also 8 wins in a row for Leicester, a club record. Manager Brendan Rodgers:
I thought they were amazing today. It's a real historical day for the club. And I thought the performance warranted that. It was, we knew it was always going to be a difficult place to come. And Dean's team here have got a good record at home, and with the crowd and everything, they can make it really difficult. But I thought we were very good. We played a diamond and for a period of the game, which worked well for us. And probably with a better final pass, we could have had one or two more goals, especially in the first half. They get a little bit of encouragement just right on half time, but we just needed to stay calm and just continue what we were doing. And I thought that the quality of our attack, you know, we had all types of goals today. We had a long period of possession for the second one, 2 counter-attacks, set piece and other chances, and kept going right to the very end trying to score goals. So it was a absolutely outstanding performance.
Republic of Ireland full back end Stephen scored one of the Sheffield United goals in their 2-1 win over Norwich at Carrow Road. Newcastle United beat Southampton 2-1, while Wolves came from behind to draw 2-2 with Brighton. Meanwhile, Celtic won the Scottish League Cup, with Christopher Julien getting the only goal of the final against Rangers at Hampden Park. Celtic manager Neil Lennon:
I'm delighted. I'm so proud of the players. And happy for the fans and the club. You know, to go 10 major trophies in a row is spectacular. We had to really dig in today, but didn't play well at all first half. And that may have been down to the fact that, you know, we didn't have Odson out there to start with, or Mikey. But once he came on, we had more of a spark. But we had to rely on Fraser to make some world-class saves. And then we dug in. You know, we played better at times with 10 men. Mickey, you know, the one-on-ones, that would have made it 2-0 and we might have been out of sight. But, it was fraught. You know, great cup final, I'm sure, for the neutral to watch. But we've got over the line because they're so resolute and there's a relentlessness about them and they just won't give it up.
In racing, the Willie Mullins trained men won the John Durkin Memorial Chase at Punchestown for the second year in a row. The 8-year-old produced a strong finish to win from Hardline. The 10-person shortlist for the RTE Sport Awards Sports Person of the Year has been revealed. Among the nominees, Katie Taylor, who became the third Irish boxer of all time to become a two-weight world champion during the year. Taylor has three opponents in her sights for 2020. Her manager, Brian Peters, has been talking to Darren Frehel about their plans for next year, but first spoke about what makes the brave woman such a special talent.
She's an extraordinary, ordinary individual, which I know is a contradiction, but she herself is a contradiction. Just the tenacity, the sacrifice, the continued sacrifice, and the way she's so driven, I suppose. It's phenomenal, really. Very humble, great integrity. A lot of good old-fashioned qualities, I suppose, that's missing a lot today. Michael Buffer he's the great Let's Get Ready to Rumble announcer. He says that I hit a light switch and that there's an evil twin that you switch in the changing rooms. You know, the Katie you meet outside the ring and the Katie that's in the ring are two different people. And I think it's like a contradiction. It's phenomenal, really. It's an honour to be working with her.
Brian, I know you for about 20 years, okay? And I'm not leaving this room without getting an exclusive on 2020. What is the exclusive? What's next?
I suppose 2020 was, well, Amanda Serrano is what we want next. Now, Amanda signed a couple of times. And I suppose in fairness to Amanda, since she signed, like within 9 months, Katie brought the game so high that the money that Amanda had signed for initially, she wasn't happy with, which, look, you can't blame her. So she then signed another contract. So hopefully she's no excuse. But I suppose Amanda Serrano, ideally in April, is what we'd look for. The Persoon rematch is a fight we very much love. You know, and again, I suppose people tend to forget sometimes, like, these rematches, they don't happen straight away. Like any of the guys, all the big rematches we've had over the years and all the big fights, Ali, Frazier, you know, Canelo Alvarez and Triple G, Morales, Barrera, they don't happen straight away. They got to build up, but they will happen. That's inevitable. And the big fight then too is Celia Brackhouse, undisputed champion, 147 pounds, holds all the belts. You know, what a fight that is. Two undisputed champions.
The other nominees for the RTE Sports Person of the Year Award are Seamus Canlan, Stephen Cluxton, Niamh Kilkenny, Shane Lowry, Kira McGeehan, Rhys McLennigan, Denise O'Sullivan, Sunita Puspoor and Jason Smith. The winner will be revealed at the award ceremony next Saturday night, which will be broadcast live on RTE One television from 9:30. For sports news updates during the day, you can check out the RTE News Now app and RTE.ie.